traveling through the Lone Star State. I lost my lunch before I ate it. It happened in a Bullethead Cafe. Felt my bones begin to crunch. I saw my name on the businessman's lunch, and the neck who owned the place stepped up to say, "Hey, buddy, are you blind? Say, partner, can't you read the sign? We reserve the right to refuse service to you. Take your business back to Walgreens. Have you tried the local zoo? You smell just like a communist. You come through just like a Jew. We reserve the right to refuse service to you." Well, I walked on into my house of God. Congregation, I'm a nod, just chosen folks and doing their weekly thing. Well, hero Israel, yes indeed. My book was backwards, couldn't read, but I got a good ride when I heard that rabbi sing. Ballroom clocks are the door. What the hell are you doing back there, boy? We reserve the right to refuse services to you. Your friends are all on welfare. You call yourself a Jew. You need your ticket and your tithes and your prayers on the cruise. We reserve the right to refuse services unto you. Well, it's just my luck that God's a Texan. One big son bitch in Anglo-Saxon. Some crazy kind of tall Norwegian board. Well, just to have my body shipped air freight from Texas to the pearly gate, just ring the bell and leave me at the door. I'll be somewhere over Jordan swinging low. I'll hear them tape recorded angel in lifelike stereo singing, "We reserve the right to refuse service to you. Take your business back to Walgreens and try the local zoo. Our quota is filled for this year. I'm singing Texas Jew. We reserve the right to refuse service.
You're very welcome.
And if I am.
You're very welcome, Kiki.
And may the best of the past be the worst of the future. Here's to you, my rambling boy. thought that we would live and work one day.
But the boss said he had room for one.
One,
said my old friend.
We'd rather pump. And here's to you, my rambling boy.
My rambling boy.
May all your
thank you.
should have told you long ago, but I never have the time. He also plays the most irritating instrument in the musical kingdom, the kazoo. And if you watch closely, this next number, he's going to play not just at one point in the song. He'll be playing not one kazoo, not two, but three simultaneously. Going, ain't nobody knows. sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the offering crowd applause, now you're hanging out at 4th and Broad on a rain-wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. Everything's been so American. The early times it's been, and the one that's all I read. Everyone's been so American. Been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Write down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Through that eyes reflected, another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. Everything's been so American. The lonely night is morning for the dead that never die. Everyone's been so American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cried. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded picture of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet, and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. Everything's been so American. No place to go, your brother. No place to stay. Everyone's been old American. That heaven's golden greyhound road stole away. That heaven's golden greyhound throw your soul away.
Goodbye, Joe, we gotta go, me oh my. We gotta go, the people down the mile. Oh my, you're the serious one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we're gonna have to fun on the mile. We'll jump alive from this time, fill a gumbo. Before the night, I'm gonna see my shadow, me oh. Gonna pick the tar, the fruit jar, and the meal. Son of a gun, we're gonna have you fun. All the body, hey, she's up. Folks come to see you by the dozen. Oh, Christmas style, oh, I'll find you my own. Son of a gun, we're gonna have fun on the bayou. We'll jump alive, but there's not a feeling. Josh and Emil. We're gonna make the time for Josh and Gail. Son of a gun, we're gonna have fun. Holla by yo.
Legislation. All right, I'll be out there.
That is correct.
Sign it off. a financial pleasure.
That is correct, Kiki. I'm glad you know this.
Although, as I've always said, money may buy you a fine dog, but only love can make him wag his tail. All right, so we got this train medley coming.
Train medley.
I will send this out to our good friend Simone this evening. Simone? Lose the track of time and let it flow by. Stoke the ancient furnace into flame. Running barefoot in the center of a moped. Hopping bedtime rides with the outlaw, Jesse James. And I'd ride a silver ego to the last town on the line. Railroad ties are not my friend, the only ties that bind. Watch the drum of the countryside gently fall away. Silver eagle, hold me, guide me. Roll me homeward from today. Tonight my heart's a worn and weary vessel. In a hauling of dreams that never seem to last. Once I slept upon a trembling trestle. Woke up lost across the rusty lifeline to the past. And I ride the silver eagle to the last town on the line. Railroad ties are not my friend, the kind of ties that bind. Watch a girl fall away. Silver eagle, hold me, guide me. Roll me homeward from today. Freedom's only station to station. A paper suitcase on the track of time. Ain't hard to tell a hard look situation. Ain't hard to tell a homeless country poet out of mind. Gonna ride the silver eagle to the last town on the line. There's nothing to remember if there's nothing to remind. From the general Texas sunshine to the Colorado snow, ain't no one here to hold you, boy. When the good Lord lets you go.
It was a rainy and misty morning. That's the day that I was born. In old Jerry Cropper's one-room country shack. Well, they say my mama left me. Was the same day that you had me. She hit the road and never was back. Well, I just saw the mention. My grandma's only experience is the reason why I'm standing here today. Got all my country learning, just milking men and churning, picking cotton, raising men, filling in. Way up in Georgia on a fast train, honey. And I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education, and there ain't the East Shore people in some way. Thank you. Queen Caroline, I don't believe I'll find another woman put together like you are. I like to wiggle in your walking, and your face said a talking, and your brand new shiny blooming granny tops on. Well, it's hurry up and wait. In this world of give and take, it seems like haste makes waste every time. Well, I declare, gentle soul, when you hear them angels roll, well, you best believe I'll get my share of mine. Well, now, I've been chosen on a fast train, honey, and I wasn't born over yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and a great education, and there ain't any use y'all keeping this away. I said there ain't any use y'all keeping this away.
Farewell, first lady of the air. Farewell. began the world, Van Gogh and Anne Frank. That's not the same one. Texas, what can we say about Texas?
We've got you.
We've got the hillbilly Dalai Lama, Willie Nelson.
That is correct.
George Bush.
That is also correct.
George is very popular these days.
I sense that. I absolutely sense that.
He's going out the banana peel. We were going to do something. I really think, not that I direct American foreign policy, but I would suggest that we invade Burma and knock off those Burmese generals. And so we, of course, would have something.
Yes, you're right.
Because I remember the argument, I remember very well, just before the invasion of Iraq, Willie Nelson and I were on Willie's bus, and we were arguing about the invasion, and Willie was smoking a joint the size of a large kosher salami. Willie loves Amsterdam, by the way. This is his favorite place in the world. It's true. And it ain't because of Van Gogh and Anne Frank.
Yeah, he's got a friend.
But Willie, to his credit, he was against invading Iraq right from the very beginning. He thought it was a bad idea. And I was, I thought that George Bush was a good man trapped in a Republican's body. I said, knock off this dictator, and maybe the other dictators will start looking over their shoulder. You know, that's a good idea. So I was arguing for the invasion, and he was arguing against it, and I was having a lot of trouble getting through to him. To communicate with him. So finally I told him, look, Willie, this guy is a tyrannical bully and we've got to take him out. And Willie said, no, he's our president, we've got to stand by. So there's one more Texan that went to Jesus many years ago. He was from Texarkana.
That is correct.
And he wrote this song in
1898. That would be
9. 1899. And he sold about 90 million copies of this song.
That would be 1 million copies of Sheep.
For which he received
about 32 cents.
Little Jupiter will now perform his inimitable version of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag.
Thank you.
Dead Hog. Dead Hog?
Dead Hog.
La Hague, we say in Texas.
That's right, La Hague.
Little Gifford performed a version of that I've never heard of When the Saints Go Marching in several variations.
Variations on the theme thereof. Everybody is familiar with this song, I'm sure. When the Saints Go Marching in. Little Boogie.
It's a book about the governor's race. Contains some, here on the back is some quotes, once from Willie Nelson, who says, "Criticize him all you want, just don't circumcise him anymore." These are ideas, folks, that are working in other states in the United States, but Texas has never tried them. Chapter 3, I especially call your... We don't have any of these books, do we?
Not tonight, I'm very sorry.
This is the only night we're here.
Oh, well.
At any rate, Chapter 3 is entitled, "Never Say Fuck in Front of a C-H-I-L-D." Education. The chapter on education. And there's, I think, a lot of valuable things in that chapter. Because all my life I have followed my father's teaching to treat children like adults and adults like children. You never go wrong. Always works. Then find what you like and let it kill you. This is called Bird in the Hand, and it's about the last night of the election. I wish you'd stop rocking back. There came a time on the night of the election when our media guru, Bill Hilsman, came up to me and suggested that I should address the crowd at Schultz's Beer Garden in Austin, Texas. The crowd was huge, and I wasn't sure what to tell them. Bill said things did not look good for us, but not to concede yet. Nevertheless, he felt the people needed to hear from the candidate. I needed to tell them something that would give them hope. One of the great challenges for a dealer in hope is to continue to distribute that dear commodity when all hope is lost. Besides, these were the sons and daughters of Texas who fought in the trenches, not for party or power or greed, but for the Alamo of the heart. God, that's great writing, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not sure if the crowd realized that little Jeffrey, wearing his sparkling jacket that looked like Elvis's shower curtain. What happened to that jacket, Jeffrey? Where's it?
At the dry cleaners at this point. On sabbatical.
All right. For once in his life, did not introduce me as the next governor of the great state of Texas. He too knew it was just about over. But somehow the crowd sounded more like a victory celebration was taking place. They still believed, and I hope they always will. I had a victory speech in my mind, and I had a concession speech of sorts, but I had no idea what I was going to tell them now. I thought of what Willie Nelson once told me, never give them everything you've got. I didn't want to give him everything I had. It was too sad. I thought of what Robert Louis Stevenson once wrote. It's a far better thing that the lad should break his neck than that you should break his spirit. They had plenty of spirit, and I wasn't going to break it. So I began by thanking the campaign staff for doing a great job. Angels could do no more, I told them. Then I thanked the volunteers who'd been the brick and mortar of what was truly a spiritual quest. Perhaps it was all the young people in the crowd that started me thinking of my dad, whom the kids all called Uncle Tom, telling stories around the campfire at Echo Hill, our family's summer camp. One of the stories Tom told every summer seemed to fit the moment, so I decided to borrow it. I knew he wouldn't have minded. There once was a great Indian chief, I told the crowd, and a small group of young bucks who wished to topple him from power. One of them came up with a clever idea, which he would spring on the chief that night at the big campfire in front of the whole tribe. When the time came to ask the wise old chief questions, the young buck would hold his small bird in his closed fist, and a question for the chief would be, is this bird living or is it dead? If the chief said the bird was dead, the young buck would merely open his hand and the bird would fly away. If the chief said the bird was living, the young buck would quickly squeeze his fist and show the crowd that the bird was dead. Either way, the chief would look like a fool in front of the whole tribe. When the time came that night at the big campfire, the young buck stood up, holding up the bird in his closed fist. Oh, great wise chief, he said, in my hand I hold a small bird. Is this bird living or is it dead? The chief looked at the young buck and then he spoke. You say you have a small bird in your hand. You ask, is this bird living or is it dead? I will answer your question. Whether the bird is living or dead, my son, depends on you. And that little bird, folks, represents the hope that we the people will someday triumph over this corrupt system of career politicians practicing their politics as usual. Whether the bird flies or dies, my friends, depends on us. just a ragged kid in overall. He's off the ride one day. He told me anywhere you're going, he's on my way. But as we passed by Big Al's driveway, his eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. He said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her. But the thing alone moves so fast and rapid, City, South Dakota. Now we left her just a blanket of snow upon the farm. That don't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his paw was too damn mean, and there weren't no money pumping gasoline. And her general lives of merchandise and dreams of heaven sold her. Left her there alone in City, South Dakota. Now the reason she was gone, I ain't sure I could say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. There's a doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be alright. He told himself as he stared into the night. He said, I hope to God she finds the letter that I wrote her. And all her people treat her just like they never knowed her. And the winter is passing slow in Rapid City. South Dakota.
Texas people have a strange way of speaking. They pronounce the word Jewish with one syllable.
He's Jewish. How do you know Jewish?
Jewish.
But they pronounce the word Jew with about 11 syllables, such as she married a Jew. I mean, Ratso does this as well as anybody. Well, he married a Jew. So in this song, if you're going to sing along on this one, remember the lyrics are pronounced, waitrit, please waitrit, not sit on my fate. And the cities are pronounced, daddy,
daddy,
autumn, and you. Well, I pulled in the Dallas, on a cold December day, for coffee and a donut. But you couldn't believe her sweet young ears when the waitress heard you say, oh, waitress, please waitress, come sit on my face. Eat, ain't cheap, oh, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, drink it, you're a lone star, make you drink to the face. Waitress, please waitress, come sit on my face. Well, I walked up jukebox, feeling kind of mean. The white man said, hey, stupid, that's a cigarette machine. Well, I can hear you, young white man, if you care to make a bet. Up there in the deep box, you can smoke my ass. Oh, wait, hey, ascending chromatic scales. First rats in the I'm
hero. The American Indian Ira Haynes, who raised the flag at the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Theater of the War. This is a tough one, but if we have anybody here who's served in the armed forces of this country in any war, would you please stand up? When I do this thing, I feel like I'm Wayne Newton. You know, Wayne Newton does this.
You look like this.
Well, of course, Wayne Newton thinks he feels like he's Elvis. So. But, so we got nobody in this country that's ever been in the military. I mean, this is a nation that once ruled the entire earth, right? Salvation Army, the best army in the world. True story of what happened to Ira Haynes. Gather around me, people. The story I will tell. About a brave young Indian lad you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band. They farmed the Phoenix Valley out in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years the sparkling water rushed. Till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed. Ira's folks was hungry. Their fields grew thick with weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey dream. To let him raise the flag there and lower it just like you'd throw a dog a bone. And Ira died
2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunk in Ira, he won't answer ever long. Not that whiskey drinking dream.
Thanks for sweet, burger, fire, and wine.
right. Oh, Jesus. Are you the man that sent me the picture of a cat? Now, this story, sir, Hank, you sent me a picture of a white cat 30 years ago, right? See you down behind, Amanda. And thank you very much.
You are welcome, King.
And God of your choice, bless you. There is a place where you can go, where Marilyn's still dancing with DiMaggio and Juliet with Romeo. And the name of the place is love. They put their heart into a song. How they hit parades and heroes, how they come and go. No one got home, but they got on. And the name of the place. There is a star high in the sky. There's a little piece of yesterday still in your eyes. Show the dreamer never die. Homes and the Dust Bowl was happening, he really would steal from the rich and give to the poor. And this is a song that Woody Guthrie wrote about a newspaper story that he read about Pretty Boy Floyd. And it was an evening that Woody drank an entire bottle of Chateau de Cat Peace. And he wrote about 15 verses to this song, many of which made no sense whatsoever. And eight verses that made up this song pretty boring. Gather around the children, a story I will tell. A pretty boy Floyd the outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. 'Twas in a town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon, with his wife beside him in her buckboard. Was in the town he rode. Well, a deputy sheriff called him in a manner rather rude, listening to all the words of language, and his wife she overheard. Well, pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, but as